October 12, 1930. Fear is the scourge of the poor nothing. The love that God nurtures for the creature, to the point of putting her in a contest with himself. How God established all the acts that all creatures were to do. I am always in my dear and holy inheritance of the divine fiat. I feel the extreme need never to go out of it, because my small atom of my existence feels its nothingness and, as nothing, good at doing nothing if the divine volition, playing with it, does not fill it with its all, making it do what it wants. And, oh, how I feel the need for the divine will to keep me in its life, and for me to remain always in it. Now, I felt I could not live without the divine fiat, all fear. And my sweet Jesus, with an unspeakable goodness, told me, "My daughter, do not fear. Fear is the scourge of the poor nothing, in such a way that the nothing which is beaten by the whips of fear, feels itself lacking life and losing it. On the other hand, love is the surge of the nothing into the all, such that, as the all fills it with divine life, the nothing feels true life, which is not subject to be lacking, but to always living. Now, you must know that the love that our divine being nurtures toward the creature is so great, that we give her of our own in order to put her in the condition of being able to compete with her creator. And so we give her our will, our love and our very life, that she may make it fully her own, so as to fill the void of her nothing and therefore be able to give us will, love for love, life for life. And we, even though we ourselves have given them, accept them as if they were her own, enjoying that the creature can compete with us, she, in giving us, and we, in receiving, to give to her again what she gave us, that she may always have something to give us. Except for the creature who would not want to receive. Then she feels the void of her nothing, without true life, without a divine will that sanctifies her, without the love that leads her to love her creator. And then all evil swoop down upon this nothing, lashes of fear, darkness of terror, rains of all miseries, weaknesses, such that she feels life missing in her. Poor nothing which is not filled with the all. Then, I continued to pray, all abandoned in the sweet empire of the divine will, and my beloved Jesus added, "My daughter, our most high will, in creating man, already established all the acts that all creatures were to do, and constituted itself life of all these acts. So, there is not one human act which does not have its place in our divine will. And when the creature performs each of her acts, our will enters the field of action in the human act of the creature. Therefore, all the power and sanctity of a divine will enter into the act of each of them. Each act entered the order of all creation, each one taking its place, almost like stars, as each of them has its place under the azure of the heavens. And since everything, the whole of mankind with all their acts, was ordered and formed by our divine fiat in creation, when the creature does an act, the entire order of creation is moved, and our will is in act as if it were then creating the whole creation. In fact, in our will everything is in act, and the act of the creature enters into its act, and as it takes its place established by God, the effects of all creation are renewed, and the human act enters the race of all created things and holds its distinct place in it, and is always in motion within the divine motion, to adore and love its creator. Therefore, the operating of the creature in our divine will can be called the fecund and divine field of our very will within the little field of the creature. Fiat.